It's 8:32 here, Fremont's Morning Mix. Happy Friday morning. Janet Larson, good morning.
Good morning.
Been in a busy morning.
Yeah, Fridays always are crazy. Yeah,
our First State Bank guest DJ is ready to go, and Cindy Slykice with First State Bank along with Jane Van Horn from, it's a new name now, right?
So, well, the Corn Maze has changed its name to Split Oak Hollow.
Okay.
We will always be Camp Fontenelle.
Yes, for sure. Because you have a big event coming up this weekend. So let's talk about everything that's going on as we head into fall here and the turn of the season anyway. We haven't had much cold weather yet, but I think you're going to make it come because next Friday it's supposed to be a high of 68. So
It'll
be a little bit cooler. Let's talk about Camp Fontenelle and what's going on this weekend. We'll start there.
Okay, great. Well, we're having our annual fundraiser, and it is always the third Sunday of September. So get that on your calendar from here forward. We are doing our annual quilt auction as well as our silent auction. And we have some beautiful quilts that you can see up on our website as well as our silent auction items. And for the silent auction, we have some really cool things. We have a committee that has gone out, and we have passes to the Omaha Zoo, passes to Lauritzen Garden, to the Durham Museum, to the Children's Museum. I even think we might have some Nebraska football tickets.
Oh, wow. Man, oh, man, that's really good. Let's talk a little bit about some of the progress out at Camp Fontenelle. And this is just one of those fundraisers that helps make that possible. But some of the things that have been happening here in the summer and all the way up till now.
Right. Well, we had a wonderful summer. Our numbers were increased, which is really nice to see. Post-COVID, it's been kind of tough. And so we're super excited that people are coming out again and visiting us at camp. And during all of the summer, we were dealing with construction because we are building a $4.2 million new facility. And you have to remember, it was 1967, the last time that we built a building that had beds and a bathroom. And so we're super excited. It's going to be 80 beds in 5 suites. And so each suite will have toilets and showers and sinks and a kitchenette. And so we're super excited, and there'll be tours of the guided tours of the building on Sunday as well. And we hope to be open in December.
Good, good. So it's not complete yet, but it's getting closer?
Yes, they poured. Well, so during COVID, everything, prices went up. And so it's a poured deck because concrete was cheaper than wood.
Okay.
And so they poured the deck this week. And so the deck is looking good, and the railings are up on the deck. And so, they're, I think, pouring sidewalks, so people have sidewalks to walk on. The construction company has been very cognizant that we have a major fundraiser coming up.
Very nice.
So I have a question about the new facility. Are they going to be set off in rooms? Like, can just one group of people come and rent one out, or is it going to be for like groups, or how's
no,
that going to work?
Because it's 5 suites, so there'll be 18 beds in each suite. And so, we could have 5 different groups of people.
Nice. Mm. Nice.
Yeah, that is nice. That'll be really good. I haven't been out there lately, so I think this is a great opportunity this weekend for people to get out there and take a look and see how it is all set up.
Right, right. And the corn maze looks different, too. We laid out the corn maze differently, and so it has a new look to it because we hope that we're going to move our parking lot, and our parking lot will be in a new location next year, and that space that is currently the parking lot will all be program area where we can set up things like, our new rock climbing wall.
Oh,
and
I like it.
Things like that. So, we're really excited. So things look a little different. I have to be very honest, though, is that I know that we are a pumpkin patch, but like so many pumpkin patches in the area, the weather just decimated our pumpkins. Mm-hmm. And so we're bringing in pumpkins, but we don't have very many of our own pumpkins. And so there's not going to be any searching through the pumpkin patch to find your favorite pumpkin.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. That's just one of those weather things that happens. You have so much more, though. We usually head out there, and the first thing everybody wants to do is the zip line.
Yep. And that's the same. So we have the same zip line, and it's the same price this year, $10 for 700-foot ride. So it's $350 down, $350 back.
Yep.
And we have an unlimited ticket that you can get an unlimited ticket for $20, and you can ride as much as you want.
Very nice. Oh, that's I like that. You have the bouncy, what do you call those things?
We have the 260-foot jumping pillows.
Oh, my gosh. Those jumping pillows.
Jumping pillows, and we bought little tiny houses. So we have a little kiddie village now. So our little preschool and younger kids' age can use their imagination and kind of think about that frontier town where you had that boardwalk that you walked across. And so we developed that. And like I said, we have a new rock wall that we were able to purchase. And so we'll have rock climbing available during the corn maze season. And that's going to be $5 a climb. So.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of things that you can do out there. We always liked there's those little cars that the kids can get in and zoom all the way down the hill.
Oh, yes.
You still have
yes,
those, right?
Yes, the little tykes.
Little tykes cars.
Oh, yes, yes. That's a favorite. And even big kids who are probably too big to get it still want to do it.
Yeah, Chris, you cannot do that this year.
I did not do it.
I'm sorry.
It looks like fun. I'm like, oh, maybe I could do that. No, something will go wrong. Don't do it.
Yes.
It's sure grown. I was a camp counselor out there when I was a youth director. And, this is just amazing because it was, buildings, a pool, the main building. We didn't have all this fancy entertaining stuff, but it's really grown. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, well, and you have to do those kinds of things. There's so many opportunities these days on what you can do is that you have to have that niche that people are going to say, oh, I want to go there. And then once we get them there, then we do our thing that we do best.
Mm-hmm. Then they want to come back the following year.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, First State Bank's been a part of that. I mean, you have your own day out there, don't you?
Yeah, each year out at the Corn Maze, there's a trick-or-treat in the maze day. And we've teamed up and we invite our kids club and a couple of our partner in education schools, the kids there to come out too. So we're doing that again this year, which is nice. Last year, we've been doing this for years and years and years. Last year, it actually snowed. It rained out. No, it wasn't. We've been out there in snow, and that was not an issue. Last year was like a monsoon.
Yes.
Oh, it was rainy.
And not like those, little sprinkles where you're like, we'll dodge a couple of raindrops. This is one of those you wanted to build an ark.
Darn it.
And it was not going to let up. So it'll be nice to be back out there again this year. But yeah, so if there's anybody who's, looking, wants a savings account for their kids, we do a lot of fun things, and this is one of them.
Yeah, that is for sure.
And we always have a great turnout. The kids enjoy being out there.
So you, the Split Oak Hollow name, kind of tell me a little bit more about that. How did that all come about?
Well, when you think about pumpkin patches, you think about the names that just roll off your tongue. Valas, Harvest Moon.
Uh-huh.
But at camp, we had the pumpkin patch and corn maze at Camp Fontenelle. And that just doesn't roll off your tongue. And so in 2021, we had kind of a brainstorming and like, what can we do? What are we known for? And somebody said, the Split Oak Tree. And so we said, what can we do with that name? And so Split Oak Hollow, and here we are. And for those who don't know, the split oak tree, it starts out as an oak tree, and then it splits and has two main trunks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a seedling in 1846. We actually had an arborist come out and date the tree. And so we know that that's a pretty accurate date. And to mm-hmm. think about having a tree from 1846 on your property, it's like, mm-hmm. what an homage we can give them, but to name our corn maze. And so now we're going to start developing our corn maze and pumpkin patch area into more of a historical feel.
Okay.
More Pioneer Day type thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. That is it's a neat connection for sure. Let's see. Well, how about we play a song? We'll come back and talk some more, okay?
Sounds great.
Now, you picked out a little Halloween music.
Of course.
Any significance to it? Or is there going to be one of these out on the corn maze?
Well, we could probably try to make sure that there's one of those out there. Uh-huh. We will have our scary maze nights that maybe we could find that purple people eater out there.
Well, we'll let the music speak. Sheb Woolley here on Fremont's Morning Mix. 8:42, we'll be right back on the First State Bank Guest DJ. 8:45, little purple people eater here on Fremont's Morning Mix. Along with us this morning is Jane Van Horn from Camp Fontenelle. And they have a big weekend coming up this weekend. If you're not familiar, you should always know, and I know just because I go to church out of Fontenelle, that this is happening this weekend. So you have the food, but you also have a huge quilt auction going on. Where do you get all these quilts?
So we have from many dedicated women who actually make quilts to give to us. And so we have quilts from like First United Methodist Church, Fremont. We have some quilts from a couple of United Methodist churches in Omaha and Blair, as well as individuals who make quilts and for their pastime, and they're like, you can't have a house full of quilts. And so they donate them to us to help us raise money.
About how many will be on the auction?
I think we're going to have about 60.
Holy cow.
And this year, it's kind of really strange. The majority of our quilts are either 88 inches or smaller. I would say the higher percentage are like wall hanging or twin size beds. And so my first thought was, oh gosh, we don't have the huge quilts. But then I thought to myself, well, but if we have the smaller quilts, maybe we'll get more active bidding because somebody says, oh, I don't have a king size bed, but I have a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's nice to have just that throw on your chair when you sit down and watch TV, just have that nice cozy quilt there to cover up with.
Exactly. So I'm kind of excited about this year's quilt auction because it looks different than it has in the past.
Well, and the fun I have in it is all the creativity. There are so many different ways to make a quilt. My mom is a huge quilt person, so we each have our own that she made for us. So you'll see all kinds of great pattern designs and just great ideas, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And there's a quilt that has lights in it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's a Christmas tree, and you can turn it on, and the Christmas tree lights light up. And I'm like, wow.
That's cool. That portion begins at 2 o'clock, right?
Correct. And our silent auction begins at noon, and that'll run from noon until 2, and then the quilt auction starts right away at 2 o'clock. And it's under what we call the big white tent. We put up a huge tent by our Riverview Lodge, and we do a worship service starting at 11, and then all of the fun starts. Not that worship's not fun, because we have a couple really good musicians that are going to do a lot of fun songs.
Oh, good. The food is also pretty tremendous. So talk a little bit about the food that's going on.
Yeah, we have, a couple of things. We have our normal grilling station, which is going to be hot dogs and hamburgers. We are doing a sit-down dinner, which you need reservations. You can go online and get the link to get a reservation. And it's going to be a smoked pork loin with potatoes and green beans. But for a lot of years, people have thought, oh, it's an open house.
Right.
But it's a fundraiser. And so the site council, our governing board, decided that they wanted it to have more of that fundraising feel to it. And a lot of fundraisers have sit-down dinners.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're doing a sit-down, and there's a seating at noon and a seating at 1. And then they can go out and write checks for the quilt auction.
Yeah, very good. It used to be for years, chicken, 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 right?
Yeah. And we got rid of chicken after COVID. So we didn't do chicken last year. But the famous pigs in the blanket are going to be up at our concession stand.
Oh, there we go.
And so we'll have pigs for kids in the concession stand. And the new thing that we're trying out is Renita's food truck. Is coming out and will be at the corn maze on Sunday. So we're super excited to see how the food truck works. And if it works well, then we might start having food trucks out at the corn maze
once
a week.
Yeah, for sure. How about we play one more and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about pumpkin patch and all that. And corn maze and everything else that's available once again in the hours and days that you'll be open, okay?
Wonderful. Well, right. And in honor of our split oak hollow tree, I would like to have us play Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round That Old Oak Tree.
Oh, yes. Here it is on Fremont's Morning Mix. Our first State Bank guest DJ is Jane Van Horn, Camp Fontenelle. We'll be right back. 8:49. 8:52 here, Fremont's Morning Mix. We continue our conversation. The first State Bank guest DJ this morning is Jane Van Horn from Camp Fontenelle, along with Cindy Slykeis from First State Bank. And I was just asking her about the hours and the startup. Again, it starts up with this big fundraiser this weekend. But then beyond that, let's talk about hours that you'll be open and everything.
Great. So we're open on weekends. We are open Saturdays from 1 until 7 and Sundays from 1 until 6. And that runs through October 30th. We are open for guest groups during the week. And so if you have any interest in bringing out your women's group, I mean, we already have a women's group that is going to bring out 60 or 70 women for a campfire on a Monday.
Oh, and, yeah.
And so youth groups, adult groups, any kind of group, they can contact the office at 402-478-4296 to do weekday reservations. And then we have Scary Maze Nights on October 29th, October 28th, and October 22nd.
Okay.
And those are our three Scary Maze Nights. And then, of course, our Search for Treats in the Maze is Sunday, October 23rd. And the week before, on October 16th, we're going to do our second annual Search for Treats for Pets, where you can bring your friendly pet on leash and go through the corn maze and try to find treats.
I like it. Yeah. And then businesses, for instance, like First State Bank, can also partner with you on different events or days, right?
Absolutely. And we have been known to open up early on a day, Saturday or Sunday, so the business can have their own private time. And you can bring in your own food. We do not discourage people bringing in their own food and drink. So we're open to that. And so we've known to have caterers come in and cater a corporate meal. And then we open the zip line early. So if the company wants to zip, then they don't have to deal with the public. And so we want to be able to work with businesses and work with individuals and create that special time for them.
Yeah, that's nice to be flexible and be able to do that. So many things to do. As I'm looking at the list of things you can do, besides the zip line, there's the barrel train where the kids can ride around the property. The pedal carts are also very fun. It's a little bit of work, but you get your exercise in. That's kind of like the bounce.
The jumping pillows.
The jumping pillows. Oh, my gosh. It looks fun, but after you do it for about 30 seconds, you're like, dang, I need to work out more. The laser tag, I've done that. That's a lot of fun, too.
I will tell you that we have had an issue with laser tag. We will not have laser tag this year. It ends up that when you have, you know how sometimes you have like, say an 8-track player, uh-huh, and you can't repair your 8-track player anymore? That's what we've come up with our laser taggers. Is our laser taggers are aged out, and so we're not able to do that this year. But we took the laser tag part of the corn maze and we made it a kiddie corn maze.
And
so
nice.
Young kids can go in. You're not going to get lost because everything's tied together. So one way in, one way out, and no dead ends.
Good deal. Yeah, there's Bounce House there. And you do have some food available out there, right?
We have a full concession stand. Yeah. And so it'll be a limited concession stand on Sunday because of our fundraiser. But come next Saturday, it's our full concession stand.
Awesome. Jane, thank you for stopping in this morning. A lot of great information on Camp Fontenelle and the big weekend this weekend, folks. Again, the barbecue and auction fundraiser happening this weekend. It'll start with worship at 11 and then food afterwards. If you want the big meal, though, you need to go on the website and register, right?
Yes.
Pork loin dinner?
Yes.
And that is $20 per person advance online. Then it's the quilt auction at 2 o'clock. So looking forward to it. Should be a good weekend.
Bring your checkbooks.
Yes.
Or your credit card.
Definitely. And it goes to a great cause. I mean, you guys are doing so many good things out there. And hopefully the construction, like you said, did you say December? You were thinking
December.
It's going to be done?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So I have a question about the silent auction. Can I, sitting at home in my living room, go ahead and bid on stuff, or do you have to?
you need to physically be there.
Okay.
We tried the both.
Online, yeah.
And it got kind of messy. We just decided you kind of need to be
there. Well, you want to be out there anyway, but yeah. I was just wondering.
Exactly. No, it's all in person.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, thank you. And Cindy, bank things going on. What do you have?
You know, on Tuesday, we are hosting a chamber coffee from 9 to 10 a.m. It is our coffee where we introduce the new Leadership Fremont class to the business community. We had our retreat for that class yesterday and the day before, and the class is strong at 35 this year. So, you know, just a lot of really neat individuals that we're looking forward to introducing to everyone. So, and for somebody like me, I feel like I typically know a lot of people.
Right.
I'm making a lot of new friends.
Good.
So there's a lot of new people in the community who are really, really wanting to get engaged, and it's exciting. So, if you've got a moment on Tuesday to stop by the bank between 9 and 10, it's at our main location on 23rd Street. Stop on by and wish these guys well this year. So.
Good deal. All right. Well, thank you. Again, as always, another good edition of First State Bank SDJ. So we continue on this morning, 8:58. Tyler Hubbard's going to take us to 9 o'clock. We do have a chamber coffee this morning at Blue Sky Laundry. Starts here at 9, runs till 10, 16th and Bell. Stop by.